USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Author Salman Rushdie is no longer on a ventilator and is able to speak. The author was stabbed multiple times, including once in the neck, while speaking at an event in upstate New York. His attacker pleaded not guilty to attempted murder charges on Saturday. At least seven people are hurt following a shooting attack outside Jerusalem's Old City. Among the victims were four members of a family from the United States, according to local news outlets. It happened early Sunday morning near the Western Wall, considered one of the holiest sites in Judaism. Police say the gunman opened fire on a bus stop where two men were wounded before the suspect then fled to another area and opened fire again. Israeli police say the 26-year-old Palestinian resident turned himself in after authorities conducted a manhunt that lasted hours. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.